So I gotta eat.
Hey, what's up?
Hello.
Sorry, I had a bit of a race here to get it going.
What are we doing first?
Today, or no?
Welcome to another episode of Five Idiots Talking Toys. It's Sunday night, and that means it's time for another episode of our podcast for collectors. Thank you very much for being here. Please subscribe to the channel, like the video, and comment below. The more comments we get, the more it'll help the show and spread the word around YouTube. So thanks for doing that. You can find everything you need to know about the show at fiveidiotstalkingtoys.com, or the link is in the description. Let's bring the boys in now. Chris W.
Boys are back in town.
Brandon A.
That's not my name.
John W.
Hey.
I'm Shane D.
Hey.
And
hey.
We're here and we're proud.
Redacted D.
Redacted D.
We're missing one idiot, I guess.
Who?
I don't know. Brian?
Brian. Bob?
Brian something? I think.
Bob?
Brian. What? The Lego, the minifig collector.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Minifig collector.
Wasn't Brandon the one that we were replacing with Brian?
Yes.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. He doesn't know about that. We talk about that when he's not on. All right, so here we are with another episode. It's episode number 4622.
That's correct.
Correct.
Yep.
And we are ready to talk about the rumors that Ahsoka season 2 has been greenlit. Not only greenlit, but they're moving the production from Brandon's home state or current state of California to the Pinewood Derby or something. What was it?
Atlanta?
Pinewood Studios in Atlanta?
Pinewood Studios. Is that in Atlanta?
Mm-hmm. I think there's another one.
Is there one in England too?
UK?
Most of it's in Atlanta.
You're going to UK.
Okay.
Why would they be filming Ahsoka UK. Atlanta?
They're trying to save as much money as possible because the show was terrible. So they're keeping the budget down. So that's why they're going to Georgia.
Lucasfilms is moving to Pinewood Studios in the United Kingdom of Fort Oglethorpe.
It's in the United Kingdom?
Yeah.
The one
before we get started, I'm just wondering where our fifth member was again. Was he I heard he was at the coffee and donut social going on tonight. Is that correct?
Correct.
It's a retirement party at the, and they're also having donuts
at the diner.
Yeah. At the diner.
Eating pie.
He works at a police department where there's someone retiring every week or every month at least. I mean, don't you have to work like 25 years to retire? How is there a police force where there's a retiree every month?
Yeah, imagine that precinct. There's probably nobody there.
No. Charles is at a retirement party every month.
I will hold my comment in for that one.
John, you retired recently.
Resigned.
You resigned. He loves to say how he like slammed the door on the way out and said, "I'm out of here. Peace." Said I retired, but yeah.
Did I ever tell you how the union president reached out to me through a friend like a month or two ago and tried to get me back into the union and give me a job?
Oh, really?
Oh, really? No, huh?
Yeah. Told him absolutely not. I said I would never go back in a million years.
What if it was a totally different situation, though? Like, you like the hours, it's closer or something, or there's something better about it, more money. I don't know.
I don't want anything to do with New York City. I have not stepped foot in the city since I left. It's been 2 years. Like, David Sean has been there. Ryan Brad actually has gone and tried to get me to meet there. Trent Runyon went to the city, tried to get me to meet him there. Ted Aaron Fortney tried to he was there. He messaged me, and I tell everyone the same thing. No, I will not go back into the city for anything. I don't care what it is. Count me out.
What if your kids want to see the Rockefeller Christmas tree?
I can. I won't be there.
That's great. Yeah, you know, I'm just as close as you are to the city. Literally, I can be on the George Washington Bridge in 50 minutes. And I don't go in very often. I go for a Yankee game once, maybe twice a year at this point.
It's a hassle. It is such a hassle.
We do usually go in for Christmas, you know, to see the tree, go to Carmine's. That's our thing. We're not going to do it this year because we're going to be going out of town for Christmas. So we're going to skip it for the first time in a while. That's it. Like, we don't go in the city for social reasons.
Are you going to visit the Space Needle?
In Seattle, maybe. I've been there. I've been up in there with my wife once. My kids haven't been up to the top, so maybe
there's
we're gonna go down to the fish market.
Yeah, there's a store there that, like, a pop culture store that had Star Wars figures for sale last time I was there.
Oh, okay, I'll look for that. Yeah, we're gonna go
posters, CDs, Star Wars figures, toys,
tchotchkes, love tchotchkes.
Is Rusty still in the Navy?
Don't throw me down, Clark. Try not to, Aunt Bethany.
They want you to say the blessing.
The what?
The blessing.
You're going to do the hand thing.
Yeah, you're going to do the hand.
Blessing. The blessing.
Grace. They want you to say grace. Grace. She passed away 30 years ago.
Such a great movie.
Oh, my God. I can't wait.
I can't wait to review that movie in our next episode.
Oh, so great.
We should do that.
Yeah, we're going to Seattle. We're going to go to Pike's Place Market with the kids. They haven't been down there. We brought them last year, but we just were there for a family wedding, so we didn't do the city. We'll go into the city for Christmas time. Yeah, that'll be fun. Nice.
Oh, so hold on. I want to finish my story real fast. So after I said no 17 times and I was like, absolutely not, he went on to tell my friend how a lot of the guys that were in the union doing my line of work have all quit. And this is the first time in the history of the union where they're actually begging for people to get jobs right now because nobody wants to work. Everyone, like, a lot of people just picked up and left.
But what are they doing in return? Like, what, are they driving for Uber?
Oh, I don't know. I'm selling toys, so who knows?
They're all selling drugs. Well, whatever.
They're all doing something, but yeah, apparently, New York City is in need of operating engineers. So if anyone has any experience,
that other guy, your friend Raul, he left and now he's cutting hair full time. So
yes, he's cutting hair now.
Correct. All right. Well, John, what about you? Are you joining the union again? Are you going
no,
into
too
any?
Old, I'm done. I'm done with that.
Are you going into any cities for Christmas time?
I might go into East Ridge.
No one's ever heard of that.
Is that a city?
Maybe.
Sounds like a neighborhood in New York City.
What was the topic of this?
I have no idea.
Ahsoka?
Yeah, that's why we're wandering.
Right. All right, so let's jump into that. There are rumors.
I might go down to Dalton.
Nobody's ever heard of that. There are rumors that not only is Ahsoka
Green Valley has pretty good lights about this time of year.
Oh God!
Not only is Ahsoka greenlit for season two, but there's rumors that they're moving the location of the production from the U.S. I think they were in California for season one to the U.K., which is a studio that shot Rogue One and some of the.
Why is that? Like, why would you move it? I'm assuming for cost-cutting reasons? I don't know.
You know, the article didn't really say that. I don't know if it's because they're so well-equipped to handle Star Wars. They've done, like, three or four movies at this newer studio.
Sets. different sets and studio stuff. And the stuff that they're doing in California was done on this thing called, I think it's called The Volume, if I remember correctly. It's a big atmospheric, like, think of it as, this is the way I understand it. I'm probably totally wrong, but imagine stepping on the inside of a globe mm-hmm. and then having them project everything on the screens that are around you. And then they build the sets based off that so that where you're looking, the world's moving, and that way it's like, so I don't know how they do it, but it's amazing. I think it's on Disney Plus how they described how they're doing it, but I know they have that here in California. I know that they over there in Pinewood, I know that they have, you know, real sets and they can build out more. There's more, a lot more room. There's some pictures floating around of, you know, Star Wars being filmed out there. Michael Keaton, 1989 Batman was filmed out there. They made the whole Gotham City out there in Pinewood out in UK. Hmm. They filmed that out there. I'll have to find the pictures. I have saved them on my phone, but some really cool stuff. Yeah, here and there and here.
We love that.
Yeah, so I think it's just bigger. It provides different opportunities and, you know, for a larger expanse of sets. That's, I think, they're what they're trying to do. We'll see. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, let's step back for a second and acknowledge that there was a massive cliffhanger, basically, at the end of season one. You know, there was not a resolution to much of the different storylines.
Season one actually aired already?
Oh, God. Here we go. I love how we have four people on the show and only two people have watched Ahsoka, and now we're doing an episode on it.
So I put on Ahsoka, and I remember I took a picture and showed you guys.
Yes.
Within 15 seconds, I was already on my phone looking away.
Oh, God.
My kids wanted nothing to do with it. They didn't care. So, like, I waited a couple of days, and when I clicked on Disney, I was like, it said, like, resume watching. And I said, oh, you know what? Let me try again. And my kids weren't there. This time I lasted maybe about 2 minutes, and I'm watching, and I'm just like, no desire,
well,
at all.
Well, you think it's because your kids aren't really into it?
No, it has something to do with Star Wars. Who is she? She wasn't in Star Wars. I don't care about her.
Well, Brandon, you're onto something there too, though. His kids are not old enough. And that's not a knock. It's just your kids are not.
Yeah, they're not.
Your kids are not even in grade school yet. So, like, they're not old. They're not old enough to want to watch something that's new and Star. Like, they don't know the characters.
My wife was working yesterday, and it was Saturday, and I'm watching my son, and my daughter's playing with her friend. She was at her friend's house or whatever, and I was like, oh, perfect opportunity to sort through some toys, whatever, do all this stuff, and I'll put Star Wars on, and let's see if he'll sit there and watch, like, A New Hope. He watched maybe the first 20 minutes of it, where Darth Vader came on, and he loves Darth Vader, and he watched that part, and then I was like, oh, this is pretty good. He's actually watching it. And then after that, he got up and he was like, man, whatever, and started playing with Ninja Turtles and all the other stuff that interests him. But, you know, and then we broke out. So I was going through the stuff that I had bought from my trip to Colorado, and there's two molds in there. Shane's favorite Play-Doh molds. Mm. Star Wars molds, and there's one of Darth Vader and one of Luke Skywalker. Mm-hmm. So he saw those on the table and he asked what they were, and I said those were for Play-Doh. So he went and got his Play-Doh, and we started making Play-Doh molds. So that got him a little bit more into the neon exact. We had that exact one and the Luke Skywalker one.
Mm-hmm. Those are cool.
So he started playing with them, and we're making, you know, Play-Doh molds, and they're actually pretty cool. So he actually got back into Star Wars for like 5 minutes, and now he doesn't care anymore. But it was cool for 5 minutes.
Yeah. I cared about Boba Fett because he was the character in the movie that I had seen, and it meant something to me. So I said, let me watch this and check it out. I just didn't like it. I watched Obi-Wan because he was a character in the movie that I had seen, and I wanted to watch it. I didn't really care for it. Ahsoka? Who the hell is Ahsoka? Some woman with some weird braided hair that was made up 20 years after? I don't care. I just don't. I have no interest in it whatsoever.
I think Boba could have gone a different direction.
For sure, yeah.
I wish to God that they did. I was really looking forward to liking it.
They made Boba talk almost as much as me. And that's not what Boba's supposed to be.
Yeah, no. It should be more like Lord Walden back there, who doesn't say anything.
Correct.
Correct.
Well, here's my next question.
Is that you belching, John, or is that you just trying to say something?
Trying to say something.
Chris, will your kids watch cartoons, animated stuff?
Yes, but yeah, so they're just really big into Marvel and Spider-Man. They just don't care about Star Wars.
Yeah.
Like, they're just all over it.
I never thought I would ask that question, like, oh, do kids watch animated cartoons?
I do every day.
The funny thing is I have relatives who their kids will only watch live action anything. Like, they cannot sit for a cartoon. Like, I don't know how to explain it, but they...
Really? That's weird.
Like, the parents will tell me, oh, no, you can't put a cartoon on. They will not sit for 2 seconds and watch that. It has to be live action. And I've heard that a couple times since with, like, you know, the advent of YouTube clips and Ninja Kids. My kids are obsessed with Ninja Kids. I don't even know what that is. All I know is it's a family of kids who do stupid stuff on YouTube. And it's not stupid stuff like bad. Like, it's mostly wholesome, but it's just clips of nonsense. And they're addicted to it already at 6 and 8 years old. So for kids who do watch animated stuff, which my kids do, I would say to you, just put Rebels on. Just put Rebels on while they're in the room. See if they have interest in it. It's actually a good show. There's new characters. There's some crossover with some old characters. But see if they're interested in it, because it actually is a good show. I'm not saying it'll lead to Ahsoka, but it will get you to check it out a little bit too, you know, while it's on in the room.
And what do people get to lead their children away from Ahsoka?
Yeah, correct.
Well, listen, I will say this though. I don't know if I was chatting with one of you guys or if it was somebody else, but they announced ahead of time, you know, Dave Filoni, you know, Disney, they said ahead of time before the season came out, we're shooting it, we're presenting it in a certain way. You don't need to know Rebels in order to enjoy it.
Oh.
False.
Yeah. That's all I keep hearing from everybody.
I've only seen 2 seasons of Rebels out of 4. So so I kind of have an interesting, like, kind of unique perspective of it, because now I'm watching it again with my daughter and I'm only 5 episodes in out of the 8. But my daughter has watched the same amount of Rebels that I have, about 2 full seasons. And maybe I was talking with her about it. She said the same thing. She goes, I know all these characters. It's really, really cool to see them live action. I'm loving Ahsoka. She loves Sabine Wren. She's like, I love Sabine Wren. I like Ahsoka. It's cool to see Hera and Chopper. But she said to me, she goes, I have no idea what they're talking about with, Hera married, the whatever his name is, the Jedi. I forget his name right now. Kanan Jarrus. She's like, I have no idea about them having a relationship. I don't even know if that's part of Rebels. We have no idea about Thrawn. We're only 2 seasons in. We've never seen Thrawn in the cartoon. So I went into the show knowing the characters, but completely lost on the storyline because I only watched half of the show. So whatever happens in season 3 and 4, storyline-wise, I was lost. I'm still lost. So when I hear people say, oh, you don't need to watch Rebels, false. Because I could only imagine, my headphones almost flew off. I'm enjoying the show because I know the characters. And I don't know the storyline. If I also didn't know the characters, I wouldn't give two.
And I don't know. And I don't know the characters. Right. I don't know who any of them are.
I don't blame you. You don't know the characters. Why would you enjoy the show? I get it now because I'm watching it a second time, going, yeah. Oh my God! If I didn't know Chopper and Hera, like Hera's the pilot, and they had the ghost, and they're a crew, and like, if I didn't know the dynamic of the ghost crew, I would be so lost in this show.
Exactly. I want to know is, like, I know when Disney came out with Boba, they did release, like, information, like, it was the most watched episode or show ever on TV. Like, I know Boba was very popular.
Yeah.
I'm not even getting into whether anyone liked it or not. I just know, I know that, like, reception-wise, it did very well. Obi-Wan, I believe, was actually very good, too. How did Ahsoka do? Like, was Ahsoka good for the channel? Like, did it bring in a lot of views? I haven't heard anything.
That's an interesting question.
Yeah, I haven't heard that either.
Because I know that Andor was down, even though we all liked it. Sorry, John. I know that, you know, Andor was down because we all liked it, but, like, I never heard anything about Ahsoka ever.
Question, this is along the same lines. Now, does anybody know if the show helped increase or decrease the value of the toy line? Or did it stay the same?
That's an interesting question too. John, I'd like to throw it to you.
John,
When something comes out like 88, right, in Boba, when they showed 88 in the Book of Boba Fett, figure went from 50 cents to $50.
Yeah, you know? It was insane.
And then so what happened with the modern figure, with Ahsoka's modern figures in Black Series and the Vintage Collection? Did the original VC, whatever, the one that came out in 2013, did that go up in price? Did it stay the same? Did it go down? What about the new figures? Have people been buying those?
Well, the new figures aren't even going to be they're not even going to be released till next year.
I don't get that. What is that?
That's dumb too.
Yeah. Ahsoka Season 1 Retro Collection is not even coming out until next year.
I saw an Ahsoka Vintage Collection figure from the battle droid thing. It was a TVC figure. I saw it at Target. Has the Ahsoka logo on it.
To answer your question about Ahsoka 2013 TVC, it has completely tanked. It was the opposite. I sold two of those graded for $1,800, graded 90 and 95. Then they went down to about 1,000. Do you know that I just sold one on the page for $125 and it lasted for 5 days? No one would buy it.
Graded?
No, it wasn't graded, but still $125. No one would buy it.
Wow.
So because they did the re-release, it's not because of the show. It's because they re-released the figure or on the card. And the only thing that was different was some numbers on the back. Yeah. So
the date
it dropped the value down, but still like you would think with the show, people would want the 2013 version. It didn't. It actually tanked more because they were selling for $300 to $400. Now you can't even get $100.
Well, what kills me is this business model that Disney has. You know, at first, when they first started doing this, they started, we're going to put all kinds of shows on here, and we need your subscriptions, right? Now, everybody who is going to subscribe has probably subscribed already.
Yeah.
So they're just, to me, it just seems like, I mean, I don't know any of the financial side of this at all, but it seems to me like Ahsoka is just, you know, stuff like Ahsoka and Book of Boba Fett, they're losing viewership, so they're losing subscribers. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they're not. Anyone else.
How is this making them money?
I don't know.
Has their bets on the toy selling? Or
the toys are selling though. Like all these unless people are stealing them, I don't see them lasting on the shelves. I mean, the only thing I see on the shelves are. Or Vintage Collection Landos.
I was just going to say, the only thing I ever still see is Lando.
Yeah.
The only one I see is Lando.
Lando everywhere, man. And let me tell you, if this is anything like the 1980s,
every version,
those things are going to go for 50 cents. And then next thing you know, 40 years from now, they're going to be like $400 because you can't find them because they were all melted down to nothing. You know, I don't know. Probably not, but it'd be funny if it was. All I see is Lando.
That's why Dengars and FX7 of the vintage, you know, of the vintage ones, they were all peg warmers. They all sat on the shelves for months and years. That's why the blisters were always so messed up when you see them. Yeah. It's very hard to get a good Dengar in FX7 nowadays with a really good blister.
When you do, they rotated around on the peg.
Yeah, they got rotated. They just sat there. So now they're worth a lot of money in good shape because you don't find them with a good blister.
Well, yeah. You got a figure that was in the movie for 4 seconds, not even four, like 2.5 seconds in Dengar. And then you got a medical droid, you know, that's in a background scene. And you're like, you know, the kid.
The medical droid played a bigger part than Dengar.
Yeah. Yeah. And kids were like, no, mom, mm-hmm. I don't want that thing. I want an Ewok or I want, you know.
Yeah.
Boba Fett.
Want a stormtrooper or Boba Fett or something that's in the movie.
Stop buying me the surgical droid. I want a third stormtrooper because I have 47 good guys.
There's people that are buying these figures because every time I go to the store, there's nothing there. And obviously, I find one or two. Like I found that Ahsoka droid, the one that she's fighting in the very beginning, that wanted the same scrolls that she was looking for. Those things, the tall ones. Like that was the only thing there. All the rest of them were gone. So obviously, people are buying this crap.
Brandon's getting angry. And charged up.
Yeah, Brad, just pass gas. It's okay.
Well, did you hear that?
Yes.
You did the motion. You did this.
It's a little added flavor for the four people that are watching this.
Well, I read an article just last week outside about Disney Plus, not about Ahsoka, but Disney Plus just canceled 8 of their original shows. Now, if I read you these 8 show names, you would never have heard of them. But
read them.
I don't have them in front of me, but they were shows that had, you know, essentially one season. But they were Disney Plus original shows, and I guess they didn't get the viewership that they expected or whatever, so they canceled them. But the point is the article, you know, the gist of the article was Disney Plus is losing subscribers because when they first launched, they launched at a very reasonable price, like almost like a price that was too low, like $7.99. Like how could I not sign up for that?
It was $4.99.
Whatever.
Yeah.
And it was like, okay, you know, we're of the age where we remember growing up and the Disney movies came out on video, you know, once every 3 years or something, and you had to buy it before it was vaulted and went away for 5 years. And so you know, there were some families that would get these movies on VHS and they came out only every so often and you had to buy them and they were expensive. They're, you know, like $35 for a VHS or something.
Oh yeah.
All of a sudden now there's Disney Plus and it's like, you know, we're adults and we want to share those movies with our kids. And it's like, wait a minute, for $4.99 or $7.99, I can get access to the entire Disney vault, like at my fingertips.
That's why I signed up. It was, right. I was like, oh,
I can get every single Star Wars movie. I can get every single Marvel movie, a Disney movie. Like, are
they're showing stuff that's still in the theater? They were showing some movie the other day that was still in the theater. What do you call it? The Haunted Mansion.
Oh yeah, Little Mermaid 2.
Oh yeah, that one too, actually.
So the gist of the article was they're losing subscribers. When they launched, they had a really great library. People saw the value in it. You know, we've now gone what, a year and a half plus? Like everybody's shown their kids all these Disney movies. Like, how many times are these kids are gonna watch these Disney movies? You know, it's great to have the Marvel movies. I'm still going through those. And Star Wars at your fingertips. My son is watching them weekly. He's unlike that. He sits down and watches the whole movie. But
I haven't gotten my fill. I still haven't watched any of the Rebels. I haven't seen any of this stuff. I haven't seen any of the Marvel movies.
Well, you still got your value there then.
Disney thought they were going to be like Netflix. And what I mean is that Netflix is producing 20 movies a month and 20 TV shows a month. So every Friday there's like 5 movies and there's 5 TV shows or whatever it is. Disney is putting out one, if they're lucky, a month.
Right.
A month. They can't compete with Netflix. And now Netflix is even taking on international movies that we all watch. So it may not be like in English and the mouth doesn't move correctly to the words, but some of the movies are actually really good, like Squid Games, stuff like that. They didn't produce it or anything like that, but it's released on Netflix. Right. Disney is trying to copy this whole thing, and it's not working.
Right. Netflix does a great job at acquiring rights to stuff.
Correct.
And, you know, getting things for a period of time and constantly updating their library, older stuff that they'll get for 6 or 12 months, and they rotate it out. But you're right. That's the thing, is that Disney is not putting out enough new content to keep people subscribed. And when something like a Boba Fett comes out, Ahsoka comes out, Obi-Wan comes out, it's very simple, guys. There's only 8 episodes. People will subscribe for 2 months, or they might even wait until week 5 and just subscribe for 1 month, watch the 4 episodes in a weekend, and then watch the final, you know, 4 episodes in the 1 month they're subscribed. Then they cancel it and they go, okay, I'm going to wait 6 months until the next Star Wars thing comes out. So
and rejoin again.
You can't, you can't keep subscribers that way. You've got to put out regular content where every month there's something for everyone. I love Netflix documentaries, the true crime stuff. I see a new true crime thing, I don't even watch the trailer anymore. I go, play, play. How many? Oh, wait. First thing I do is, how many episodes are there? How much am I committing to this? Oh, there's four hours I'm committing? Play. and then over, you know, like, I sit down for breakfast and I'll watch 20 minutes of it. But like over the course of 2 weeks, I'll watch those 4 hours and I'm loving it.
But the best part about it is that the following week, there's more shows that are out. There's more movies. Yeah. How many times are you going to watch 1967 Aladdin on Disney? 1967. Yeah. How many times are you going to watch Jungle Book, the original one?
Well,
my favorite thing we've ever done on this show is that Chris thinks that Aladdin came out in 1967. I want a t-shirt that says that. Aladdin 67.
This is according to Statista. I just kind of did a Google search real quick. Quarter four of 2022, Disney peaked with subscribers at 164 million subscribers. Jeez. That's their peak. And then quarter one of 2023, they dropped to 161.8. Then quarter two of this year, they dropped to 157.8. And now quarter three, they've dropped another 11 million subscribers down to 146.7 million.
Because all those people saw that 1967 Aladdin 15,000 times.
I was asking and bringing that up because I remember reading an article about a week ago or a few weeks ago saying how they got rid of a lot of the original Disney Plus shows that I never even heard of, like Shane said.
No, never even heard of them.
So they cut a lot of stuff out, but then that they raised prices. So whenever you raise prices, cut down costs, that means one thing and one thing only. They're not making money.
Right.
Or they're losing money.
And that's and why don't forget there was also the period of COVID where they were bringing some movies to Disney Plus direct. And yes, you may have had to pay a few, you know, extra for some of those movies, 20, 25 bucks. It was a thing though. It was like, if you have Disney Plus, then you have access to that movie. And you don't have to go to the movie theater. Well, like that phenomenon is over. COVID is over.
It's over, guys.
I don't know. I think that they just need to it's going to be a thing, you know, for people to buy, but I don't think they need to make it their thing to focus on. And obviously they have the theme parks and they make a lot of money in the movies that are out in the theaters, so
can we do it live? I'm gonna cancel my subscription right now live.
Brandon, can we talk about the show a little bit though?
Because you don't have a hair on a peach.
You don't have a hair on a peach. I feel like people are tuned in, you know, to hear us talking about, you know, Ahsoka a bit more than we are. I know these two jokers haven't watched the season, but the season winds down. Basically, the big incident is that Thrawn.
Luke Skywalker dies.
Thrawn is on his way back to the main galaxy that we're all familiar with.
Correct. And his Gecko falls off his shoulder.
I don't know. I think that with that happening, I think season two is going to be pretty good. I don't know. We'll see.
What's the name of his ship? I just looked it up the other day. What do you remember the name of his ship?
The
Ahoy, matey.
It's a cool name. Dang, yeah, I can't remember
the name. Yeah.
Well, he's got the awesome ship with like the like design the on it. The Star the
snakes
Destroyer
or whatever.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Isn't it like the Infiltrator or?
It sounds so.
Come on, somebody comment below and tell us what the name of this ship is.
Pile of ship. Oh, sorry.
Pile of ship.
Pile of ship. So he for the moment.
Line and stinker.
For the moment, Thrawn has won because he's gathered up his cargo, whatever that is. He's got his army of stormtroopers, and he is
the Chimera.
The Chimera, yeah, Chimera. That's what right. It's a Greek mythology.
Chimera creature.
So he is on his way back to the galaxy. He was banished to another galaxy. He's going back with that ring that what's her name?
The Ring of Fire
made. Woo-hoo! And Ahsoka and Sabine and Ezra are currently trapped on the planet in the other galaxy. So that's where we get left off. But also Lord Baylan, not to be confused with Lord Walden. He is a mysterious character because he's been enjoyable in the show, but his purpose has always been a mystery, even to his own Padawan or
you mean
that one with the eyes? Yeah, the one with the eyes. So he goes off, leaves his trainee, and he is now in this area where these statues, and we don't know what his purpose is and what his goal is. So that's the sad thing is that's all for season two, but Ray Stevenson, the actor, has passed away in real life since that show was done shooting. So are they going to replace him? Are they going to find another actor to replace him? Are they going to
leave him
out? Oh God.
They're going to leave him on the planet. Probably. What else are they going to do?
John, please update your Statista list to 143,000,072 people.
Did you really cancel it?
Oh yeah.
Your kids don't watch anything on their Spidey and Friends.
I watch everything on our other thing.
Oh, gotcha.
The Five Idiots one.
Yeah, I hear you, and yeah, that it does make it feel like it's a little redundant. But the ease of my kids and myself going to Disney Plus for our Star Wars and our Marvel is just so easy. I love it. So Ahsoka, what Brandon? Anything else that you took from like the last couple of episodes leading into another, the next storyline?
I think in the next storyline, we're probably going to see some more mainstream characters show up. And I think they might hear some of the complaints. Well, I don't know. They'll hear it from people like us that never watched the Rebels or didn't watch enough of the Rebels to know what was going on. They'll probably hear a lot of people say, well, we didn't know what the hell was going on. So can you please start including characters that we know about? So you might see, the Luke Skywalker deepfake again. You might see the Mandalorian or Boba Fett show up and all right. That. They might tie some stuff in there. Because if it's in the same timeline, they're going to need those people to show up in there anyway to help fight against Thrawn and all that. And I think Thrawn's going to be the next – obviously, he's the next villain, but I think he's going to be one of the top villains next to Darth Vader and Darth Maul that we'll see in the – in this next series. So I think he's going to be, like, the top one that people are going to be wanting to see more of, so –
And Thrawn fits right into the same statement that Chris said about Ahsoka. It's this character that was created more modern. Mm-hmm. It's this character that is going to end up being deeply entrenched into this overall, arc and storyline. But for the people our age who watch the original trilogy, they're just completely missing from the story that we knew. So it's filling in the blanks. Filling in the blanks, but filling in the blanks the same way that Ahsoka is. So, Brandon, here's an interesting question, though. After season one, those people that you mentioned who are possibly saying, hey, I didn't know what was going on. I didn't watch Rebels. how many more views are Rebels going to get now? Are people going to?
Oh, I imagine quite a few. I mean, I know I know if I had some free time, I'd definitely have it on.
I think so. I'm definitely planning to continue on and watch season 3 and 4.
What's the other one? Not Rebels. What's the other cartoon series?
Clone Wars.
Clone Wars.
I tried watching that. I tried. I'm still on season 1 for the last 3 years. I can't get past it.
I'm on season 1, episode 1 with Yoda. I can't get past it.
I think you have to be a fan of the prequels for real, because it's the prequels, you know. It's in that time frame.
I couldn't do it.
But I will say that I started watching one episode with my daughter. We went to the Ahsoka Tana Essentials category on Disney Plus, and so we watched the first one that Ahsoka was in with Anakin, and that was kind of interesting. That was cool. And then when I saw Ahsoka as a Padawan in the live show, it was just like that from the cartoon. So we kind of enjoyed that, seeing that scene where she was younger and she was battling or whatever that was, Order 66, and then the Siege of Mandalore. So that actress was awesome, honestly, in those scenes. So I enjoyed that. But there's a lot has not been addressed in the first season of Ahsoka. I thought absolutely we were going to see Zeb. I thought absolutely we were going to see Mandalorian, you know, Din Djarin. It kind of makes sense that we didn't see Mando, because the story was so tight and it seems like there's so much more to tell. That he didn't fit into that. Season 2 will make more sense for him to be in.
Plus, they didn't want to divert the focus away from the main character, which is Ahsoka, and, you know. So.
Yes, but they weren't afraid to do that with Boba Fett.
That's because, oh, well, we all know why.
They had Boba Fett talk as much as Shane, that's why.
Yeah.
My win of the week is canceling Disney Plus. Thank you. Have a good episode. Bye.
I can't believe you just did that. How dare you?
All right. Well,
I think that's going to do it. I mean, basically, I'm now looking forward to season 2 because I enjoyed season 1, and it's not going to just be a continuation and like, oh, what's going to happen next? Literally, the finale happens and nothing is resolved. Not anything is resolved. So the idea that Dave Filoni is going to do a movie that pulls Boba Fett together, Mandalorian together, Ahsoka together, like, because they're all happening at the same time, the same timeline. I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be a movie in theaters from what they say. But
Dave Filoni is full of baloney.
The Ahsoka storyline is not ready for a movie with those other characters yet.
I'll tell him you said that, Chris.
Please tell me the TV shows suck.
Yeah, no, they definitely have to get through a season 2 of Ahsoka before we can get, you know, start tying those storylines together, because it's like the first half of a season. That's what somebody described to me, like when you had like Sopranos season 6 when they broke it in half, and they did the same thing with like Peaky Blinders, I think, and another big show.
Good shows.
That's what it was like. Is like the season 1 of Ahsoka was only the first half of a season. Like
it's like a mid-season finale type thing.
Right. It's a mid-season finale, exactly. Like nothing was resolved at the end of this show. So
Walking Dead did that, Lost used to do that, stuff like that, but
yeah. All right, folks. John, do you have anything to add? All right, that's going to do it for another episode of 5 Idiots Talking Toys. Thanks very much for watching. Please check out our Patreon, patreon.com/5idiotstalkingtoys, as well as the links down below in the description. Please like this video. If you're not subscribed, throw us a subscribe if you want more of that from Brandon. And you can also comment. We appreciate all the comments. We appreciate you taking the time to comment on these videos. It'll help us get them spread to new people. And we will see you next time on 5 Idiots Talking Toys. Good night, Brandon.
That was probably John's favorite part about the whole episode.
If anyone else wants to cancel Disney Plus and come over and join to be a patron, thank you.
Yeah. A lot more farts on the Patreon page, by the way.
Correct. All right. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.